The time has come for me to begin making big decisions, to begin finding a path to take, and to begin taking complete control of my life. For the past 16 years, many things have been decided for me. Where to live, who to live with, where to go to school, when to go to school, what to study, and so on. I've been present, and I've been giving some input on many of these decisions, but I've never been alone in making them. I've relied on many others to help me navigate the ship that is my life along the rivers that are the years of my existence. Approaching my final year of high school, I've begun the process of charting my course. I've researched majors, visited schools, and given a lot of thought to what I want to do with the rest of my life. I thought that once I really started looking at my options, the best choice would just stand out, that I would discover some perfect calling, that I would become remarkably passionate about something, but none of these things have happened yet. I have so many interests that I would love to pursue, and I don't want to choose just one, but I know I must focus the majority of my attention on one path. After all, I only have one boat, and I can't sail in two directions at the same time. I know I'm not the only one who has been in this position or is currently in this position. Life is full of conflicts and dilemmas that constantly appear and reappear, and once we get past one, we face another. And sometimes we face multiple at the same time. As long as we're sailing, we're making decisions. And as long as we're making decisions, we are sailing. And that is what is important. Sailing. Not so much choosing where to sail, but choosing to sail. Choosing to take control of our ships and to push them forward in whichever directions we eventually decide to travel. If we don't actively sail our ships, we end up drifting wherever the river takes us. And when we do that, the likelihood of reaching our desired destinations greatly decreases. If we just let our lives float on with the tides of time, what will we have accomplished by the ends of our journeys? Where would we be? Would we be in places that are fulfilling or useful or beautiful or satisfying? Or would we be stuck on fallen trees or amidst swirling rapids or headed toward waterfalls? The best way to be certain of what we'll accomplish and where we'll end up is to take charge of our own ships and paddle ourselves there. We mustn't be passive. Making decisions can be difficult, but it is necessary if we want to have control over our lives. Letting ourselves drift through time will not get us where we want to go, and neither will letting others navigate for us. Along our trips down the rivers of time and existence, we meet others. Some share similar aspirations and destinations. Perhaps we're tired of being so alone on this journey, and we'd like to sail beside someone for a while. Listen to the stories about where they've been and where they want to go and how they plan to get there. Learn from their experiences and talk about our own. Sharing parts of our journeys with others can be very beneficial, but it can also be detrimental. Taking advice from those we meet is safe as long as we remain in control of our ships, as long as we continue to make our own decisions. No matter how experienced or intelligent or appealing the other sailors are, we mustn't let them sail our ships and we mustn't board theirs. Once we board other people's ships, it's hard to hold on to our own and eventually they drift away. Our goals and our abilities to reach our destinations drift away. Losing our ships is losing control of our lives, so we shouldn't disembark. We should keep sailing our own ships, whether alone or alongside others. And sometimes there are things in our lives that make it difficult to sail. Burdens we carry, grudges we hold, and internal obstacles or conflicts can all add extra weight to our ships and make it more difficult to push ourselves forward. We can't let these things consume us. We just have to pick up the weight and toss it out of our ships. We have to let go of the unnecessary burdens and grudges if we want to sail on quickly and more easily. These are the rules I uphold as I chart my course. And I hope all of you do the same. Make your own decisions, stay in control of your life, and remove all of the needless things that slow your journey or prevent you from reaching your destination. Keep your ship, sail your ship, be the only one to sail your ship, and throw that weight you carry overboard.